Leaders for America.
That we're going to be free.
You and me will touch the sky. Can't you see in your mind's eye
that we are one, we're all the same, and life is just a simple game. I did it, 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 did it.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. So listen, this is what we're going to do, guys. Based on what we are trying to do at Civic Media, and that's to bring people together, and the rhetoric that seems to be ramping up because of what transpired on Saturday. We're gonna just discontinue the subject altogether and talk about some things outside of that, because the division inside of our nation has been an issue and a problem. And this only exacerbates it even more. And, you know, there are times that frustrates me when you don't see your fellow, citizen as, your countryman. And it's been going on far too long. And, it's kind of time to as President Biden said, bring it down and then have some conversations and dialogue that, will lead us to, bringing people together as opposed to people continuing to pull apart. And I will say this, as I stated before, I've been through some things, and my generation has been through some things, if we can't pull these things together, the nation can never heal. So we're going to pull the plug on that conversation for this morning. And I am going to be, and Civic Media is going to be on the ground at the Republican convention for this week. And I'm going to be doing some reporting from the convention, along with, all of my colleagues who will be doing their shows from the convention. And so hopefully you guys will join us. There are a lot of other things going on that certainly are important. And the fact that this rally, and I had a gentleman on a week ago, and there are going to be 5,000 additional people who are going to be, down at this rally. And who are going to be, at the Republican convention. It's been 2 years that they've been planning for this convention. And I can tell you, I was downtown Milwaukee about a week ago, and the beauty of the city, was kind of, taken away, because we live at a time where it looked like Escape from New York. Milwaukee is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful city. And now we are forced to see it with fences 12 feet tall and concrete barriers. And Milwaukee was just listed as one of the most beautiful skylines in the world. And I couldn't help but think as I was, you know, looking at my city, what it's come to. You know, we've got to be able to get beyond those things. And I will say this. You know, it's our responsibility as media to do everything within our power. And thanks to civic media and those who are in charge, that's what we're going to do, is make every effort that we can possibly to, you know, help bring people together. That is the purpose of our radio station. 844-967-2789 is the number. I'd like to ask those of you in the listening audience and those of you who've been listening to us since we first, you know, kicked off civic media in this state, what your thoughts are about the way we do, you know, media and radio, and what we are attempting to do from your perspective. Because after it's all said and done, that's what this is all about. This is all about you, the listening audience, and what it's going to take to bring people together. The easiest thing in the world to do is to separate people. You know, these websites, you know, can do that in the twinkling of an eye. But here at Civic Media and our plans long term is to tear down that division. Division leads to things like what occurred this past Saturday. So, you know, easy to divide. You know, I tell people constantly, I work with children, and I've been working with children for the better part of my life. And the very same thing that I talk to children and we talk to children about, coming together, you know, and figuring out a way that we can communicate to make things better, to heal wounds, is what's at the root of what we do. So, you know, for those of you who this may, you know, bother you, that we're not going to continue with that conversation. The decision has been made, and so we're going to move on. I will tell you, during the time that I'm going to be down on the ground in my city, the city that I love, I'm going to be, you know, interviewing Republicans. You know, I'm going to be talking to Republicans. I don't have any animosity towards, you know, people who are just in different parties than I may be. As I said before, I don't belong to any party. I'm not a member, a licensed member of the Democratic Party. And so, you know, I don't think I can be defined by that. And I don't allow myself to be defined by that. But the fact that people today can't seem to work things out is kind of what's at the root of why we are having so much of these issues and problems today. I can tell you that even on Morning Joe, and I was watching it this morning, as I do most mornings, they made a decision that they were not going to have Morning Joe on as it normally is seen, because they were seeing the same thing that our leadership at Civic Media was seeing. And that's, what can we do to tone it down? What can we do to bring people together? Let's go to my friend Al. From Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Good morning to you, Al. You say what?
Al, are you there?
Is it snowing? Al, are you
there?
Hello?
No, it's not snowing, man.
Huh?
Come on, dude.
Well, so
I've been dragging this conversation out too long. What's the new topic?
Well, the new topic, Al, is it's Al Holmes and what Al Holmes does for a living and why Al Holmes has been so involved in being a servant his entire life.
I am the president and CEO of My Father's House Incorporated.
Hey, Al. Hey, Al.
1994.
Hey, Al. I was only joking.
Yes. I'm not joking.
That's
what I do.
Hey, let me ask you, man. Okay, so, you know, you're from Milwaukee. I mean, you're from Detroit, but you've lived in Milwaukee a long time. And the attention that's being brought to our beautiful city, what are your thoughts about that?
The attention?
Yeah.
They've cut off our city from us.
Well, you got your radio on. You should turn it down. That's why you're hearing that feedback. But people need to know that in the city of Milwaukee right now, the people who live in the city feel like their city has been taken away from them. It really is a big issue that we haven't talked about, and it's something that it's a great thing to talk about. When these conventions come to your city, the people themselves wind up, you know, being blocked from even using their own city. People who normally catch the bus to get to work can now not get to work. You know, people who normally would work downtown, Al, can't get downtown. They have to walk. And we're talking miles and miles because the buses have been cut off. And so, you know, maybe, Al, when these kinds of conventions come to cities, maybe cities need to think about the impact that it has on the citizens more so than it does, you know, with the financial aspect of it to the business community. Hang on, man. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show, Motown Monday. Back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Good morning, Gary. How you doing? You say what?
Well, hey, good morning to you, too. I was listening to Mayor Johnson this morning, and he's sitting there talking about, well, he's going to really look into getting more conventions. So, you're talking about less conventions. He wants more conventions. So this is what we have to live with for 2 or 3 weeks. You know, it doesn't just happen Monday and then Friday it's over. No, it takes weeks to set up the fences, weeks, even a month, and then a week to take them all down. So, you know, it's like it's good for the city. It brings in millions and millions of dollars, and then they get to see, you know, Milwaukee. I was born in Milwaukee. I lived in Milwaukee up until I was about 25 years old. So I moved out to Sussex when I was 25. So, yeah, I'm part of Milwaukee. right now I'm in Milwaukee. I'm fixing people's air conditioners today. As far as toning down the rhetoric.
Well, so listen, man. About, so I don't want to talk about the rhetoric. I will tell you this again. The people who live in the city have a right to be concerned about the fact that their lives are turned inside out and upside down for political reasons. And yes, people are looking to make money. I get it. Money is not always in the best interest of people who don't benefit from that money. The fact that the city of Milwaukee is going to make a lot of money, that's fine. But the people that I know and the people that I'm talking to and the people who struggle in this city who can't get to work, and that's been impacted for going on, it'll be 2 weeks, that's a major issue. They lose out, and they can never recover. So, I mean, I hear you. But I, you know, to totally dismiss those citizens of the city, and I think, you know, that's certainly something that should be thought about when they have these conventions in cities that impact and affect the citizens of the city.
You need to talk to the mayor then. Sit down with the mayor. It affects me also. I can't get around. It's like impossible to get around downtown for my service calls. It affects me. It affects me financially. But in the long run, this is what the city wants to do. They want to bring in more conventions. That's what he said on Channel 12 this morning.
So I don't dispute. Look, I know the mayor personally. Okay? I know him personally. I've known him for the better part of 15 years. The mayor's, 36 years old, 37 years old. I've known him for 15 years. I know what mayors do and what mayors say. I'm talking about the citizens who are inconvenienced tremendously by this. And I just think that people should, you know, again, that this message that I'm talking about right now, that probably is not going to get out anywhere else other than through these airways, are an issue that should probably be brought up and thought about before we talk about bringing in conventions that shut down a city for 2 weeks and the inhabitants of the city suffer through all of that. Thank you very much for the call. Let's go to Sharky from Racine. Good morning, Chief Sharky. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for your programming. I love you guys. Hey, listen, on Saturday, I was inbound on an errand up on the interstate. And what I experienced watching at this time on Saturday, I seen 3 to 4 mile lines of cars backing bumper to bumper. And I'm thinking, they're heading in, they're heading in. And then I had a flashback 58 years ago, back when we were trying to get out of the city of Milwaukee, my sister and myself, we were pulled out of our home and we were heading towards Racine to try to get away from the situation. And I remember getting stopped on the interstate where the police were pulling everybody out of their cars, face down on the road, you know, asked all kinds of questions. I was merely 7. And it was frightful. And while that's happening, we're seeing burning tires. And we're going, what is this? We left one burning house. We're going to 2. And it was shattering for me on Saturday to relive that. Not that there was burning tires. Not that there was burning cars or police pulling people out. But that was as a result of a situation in my world. And then to see these cars lined up for 3 to 4 hours, or I'm sorry, 3 to 4 miles, just brought it back for me. And I'm praying for the city. I'm praying for the safety.
Well, you know, Sharky, thank you very much for the call. The city's going to be fine itself. The physicality of the city is going to be fine. You know, there are going to be, you know, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of law enforcement that has descended upon the city, and movement will basically be locked down. And yes, it is an opportunity to have a great event, but to not think about the citizens who dwell here, who live here, who are going to go through, you know, a lot of pain, a lot of suffering, you know, I think should be thought about. And maybe, and, you know, maybe something can be learned or garnered from what transpires here this week. No, I'm surely going to have a conversation with the mayor afterwards and talk about the fact of the impact of the average people, you know. Because once all of this is gone and everybody is gone and all the cameras and all the law enforcement, what's going to be left? Excuse me, the people who live here. And so when we dismiss the heart and soul of what the city is, it's the people. And I don't care where it is. I don't care if it's New York or if it's in D.C. or where it is. And when we dismiss the American people, and again, this is a big time event, but people are going to be hurting and suffering, and hopefully, you know, we'll get beyond it. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. Breaking news, judge dismisses classified documents case against Trump. And so, believe it or not, the classified document case, just like that, has been dismissed. A Trump-appointed judge in Florida has dismissed the criminal case against Donald Trump that charged him with illegally holding on to classified documents at his Mar-a-Lago resort. The U.S. District Judge Aileen Cannon made the ruling after a hearing in which the former president's legal team urged her to drop the charges brought by special counsel Jack Smith, and notably after the Supreme Court said the president has immunity for official acts. Trump's team had argued that he is the victim of selective prosecution and is being targeted by Democrats as he seeks to regain his presidency. Now, at the root of it is the fact that they say that Jack Smith was illegally appointed to his position. Judge cites unlawful appointment of special counsel Jack Smith as he dismisses Trump's classified documents case hours ahead of Republican National Convention. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Are you surprised at the outcome? Let's go back to Al. Hey, Al, you say what?
I'm not surprised. I expected that. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I said, well, that decision was expected. And there are going to be others that are going to fall in line also. But that's the place we live. That's why I asked you, was it snowing?
Let me go back to the things you were saying about, you know, the city, and when they have these kinds of events and conventions that come to cities and basically, you know, shut them down, and the average citizen can't, you know, the buses don't run anymore, and people who work at the hotels that people are staying at can't get there. They've got to walk miles to get there. You know, and just the average people who do the average jobs, who can't afford to miss work, Al, are inconvenienced, and the citizens of the cities are inconvenienced. Is that an issue?
It should be. The point is, if you listen to all of the news and what have you, it said the Republican convention was going to bring $200 million into the city of Milwaukee. Even though that's not true, that might be the amount of money spent on the convention, but it won't come to the city of Milwaukee. But the other part of that is what you said earlier, they are sectioning off parts of the city that residents and normal people who live here can't access, and they're basically putting a bubble in our city, and we're not allowed to go into that bubble, but they're allowed to come out and mingle around the whole city, and they're isolating what we pay for with our taxes. And it's just ridiculous.
You know, Al, Andrew from Maine had some things to say via text. The individuals who have to travel to attend, leaving their families behind, hiring temp help or babysitters using PTO days, etc., could be easily avoided by attending a convention via Zoom. Reduce costs and risk for security. No need to bring in thousands of police officers on overtime. Again, not limited to just the RNC and the DNC, but all national organizations such as the National Association of Realtors, National Rifle Association, American Pediatricians Associations, and more. Yeah, it is worth having a conversation and a dialogue about, because even with the money that's brought into the cities, Al, it doesn't reach the people who are being inconvenienced, does it?
That's correct. But at the same time, and it was reported last week that a number of businesses in Milwaukee were shut down during this time because of other issues, which I'm not going to mention. But the point is, if businesses have to shut down because of these conventions, then let them take them somewhere else. The idea of people coming into the city is to spend their money with proprietors in the city so that it benefits the overall community. That's not happening. It's costing people money for them being here. And this is not just political campaign. This is about other businesses also. We have one of the largest insurance companies in the United States on the east side of Wisconsin Avenue.
Yeah, Northwest
Mutual.
Many times
when they bring in thousands of people, they isolate themselves, and that hurts a lot of our community financially. So don't just put it all on political situations. It's about any situation where they want to use our property that we pay taxes on. They want to use our law enforcement to protect them. What about us?
Go ahead. So we're not talking about all conventions, because all conventions aren't bad, right? And so the magnitude of conventions of this size, that our city just set itself up for to bring in more and more and more of these with the expansion of the Baird Center and other things. But those conventions, Al, don't take, you know, a solid week to prepare for, and then maybe another solid week, you know, to take down. You can see it, I guess, from both perspectives. It's just that nobody ever talks about it from the perspective of the people who live in the city, right?
That's correct. And my office is 6 blocks away from the downtown area, and it's about the traffic factor. A number of businesses around where my office is have shut down. Other businesses have told their staffs it may be too dangerous to come down here to come to work for a whole week, and you still got to pay these people?
Yeah.
I mean, this is ridiculous. Who's winning in that situation? It's not the people who live in Milwaukee.
Hey, Al, thank you very much for the call, man. It certainly is something to think about, no question. 844-967-2789. So Donald Trump, and breaking news, is Donald Trump is now not going to be charged, with what many people have been waiting for and basically had predicted would happen. And so what are your thoughts? You know, it is, again, these classified documents that people have been waiting for and talking about for months on end, and the impact that it would have is now, something that is going to be now in the background. As we move forward, that's another one of the things that is not going to impact and affect the former president as he runs for reelection. 844-967-2789 is the number. You know, I as I prepare for spending 4 to 6 hours downtown after I'm off these airways, I'm, as a media guy, I'm pretty excited about having an opportunity. Doesn't matter whether it's Democrat or Republican, but from the perspective of a media person, I'm kind of excited about at least having an opportunity to go down and interact with people. And talk with people from, different parts of the nation and the world as they all gather for the next 3 or 4 days in my city. I'm not so excited about, the 2 hour and 2.5 hours it's going to take to clear security. I understand why that's such an important issue. But it is what it is. That's what it's going to take. And for at least 4 days, the city of Milwaukee is going to be in the spotlight globally. And so if for no other reason, I'm excited about that, and having this great opportunity. I'll tell you this. Let's go to Charles from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, Charles. How you doing, man?
Hey, Earl. I am good. Good morning. So, couple points. If Donald Trump's name was Barack Obama, there'd be no dismissing of the case. He'd probably be locked up already, facing life in prison. Second of all, I just came back from the Transplant Games of America in Birmingham, Alabama. And so it's not a convention, but we're talking about thousands and thousands of transplant recipients, donor families and donors and supporters. And so the day of the walk, they had the area blocked off by the convention center. But outside of that, though, things are wide open where, like, some conventions or events will lose money for the city. We actually brought in money for the city because it was the July 5th through the 10th. So where people are on vacation and not utilizing the restaurants and businesses in that downtown area, the restaurants were filled with transplant recipients and their families and supporters.
No, man, you know, and I don't want to misconstrue what it is I'm saying. Conventions like that don't shut down an entire city for 4 days. The one that is happening, you know, downtown Milwaukee will shut down and cut off a certain population from downtown. And based on what some of the businesses have said, impact and affect them as well. All we're saying is it's something that certainly should be given more thought about, the impact to the citizens of the city. You know, I've got some friends in Charlotte, North Carolina, and the Democratic Convention and the Republican Convention both were there, I don't know, 8, 9 years, maybe 10 years ago, did not come anywhere close to realizing the impact of what they said it was and caused a lot of financial damage to the city. I hope that's not the case with the city of Milwaukee. 844-967-2789 is the number.
Now lay me down before I go to sleep. In a troubled world, I pray the Lord to keep hatred from the mighty and the mighty from the small.
Love affair. Somehow or another, the whole darn thing went wrong. And my mama had some great advice, so I thought I'd put it in the words of this song. I can still hear her saying,
Boy,
oh, I see you sitting out there all alone, crying your eyes out, 'cause the woman that you love is gone. Oh, it's gonna be.
All right. Welcome back to the last few minutes of the Earl Ingram Show. A Motown Monday. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. You know, guys, I want to talk a little bit about, I have a son that is, you know, mentally ill, bipolar and schizophrenic. He's been that way for 25 years. And so I'm sure those of you in this listening audience who have to deal with that same reality often struggle with what I'm about to say right now. So a lot of times people who have mental illnesses smoke excessively. And it's one of the things that is of importance in their lives. Just to be able to have a cigarette and smoke, it calms their nerves. It kind of mellows them out. And I've been, you know, purchasing cigarettes for my son, knowing long term, it is going to cause and may cause him eventually to lose his life. But it's a decision that you have to make, because if it gives him a quality of life while he's going through his struggles, and yet it's the one thing he's not asking for a whole lot of other things in life, and I have to make this decision on whether or not I am, you know, going to make his life easier for him right now, as opposed to seeing things. He is an adult. He's 46 years old. And he just wants to smoke cigarettes. You know, am I enabling in you know, purchasing cigarettes? And, you know, and again, he, because of his mental illness, he has a tougher road to hoe, and just smoking these cigarettes, cigarette after cigarette after cigarette, is not healthy for him. I know it. I get it. I know I'm not alone in this, because most of the people I see who suffer from mental illness all smoke cigarettes. They may not have the capacity to stop, but it's asking for some advice. 844-967-2789 is the number. I was wrestling with this over the weekend, you know, about when I should cut this off and stop purchasing these cigarettes for him. But then the other side of that equation is he's 46 years old. He's an adult. He can make the decisions on his own. Calvin, you know, what, you're a young guy, man. What would you say to me as I wrestle with this? What would you say is the right thing to do, man?
It's really tough. I don't know. I know my dad doesn't have any mental health issues, but he has been a smoker since he was 15 years old. And then I know quitting is not something that's easy, and that he struggled. Obviously he's still smoking, so he struggled so much every time he's tried to quit that he couldn't.
Right.
So, I mean, adding on top of mental health issue, on top of just the addiction of nicotine and cigarettes, it has to be a tough time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is, man. I was once a guy who smoked and was able to quit, I don't know, 15, 20 years ago. I was never a heavy smoker. I started smoking late. But I clearly am concerned about, you know, the fact that I'm, you know, enabling my son through these cigarettes, and I know the impact of it long term. But I'm going to, you know, Calvin, I'm going to, you know, keep giving them cigarettes. Right? I mean, you know, what else can I do?
Yeah, it's one of those pick your battles, harm right. reduction type of things. If it's unfortunate that it is damaging his health, but if it's keeping him grounded and centered, then it might have to be done.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, and so, again, I know I'm not alone in this, because, you know, anytime you're around people who struggle with mental illness, I don't know, they kind of go hand in hand. It's mental illness deals with the nervous system of people. And so anything that they can do and you know, and to get beyond that makes their life a little better. Anyway, up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bach on air. They're going to be downtown broadcasting from the Republican National Convention. So stay tuned. They're broadcasting live from the Republican National Convention. Thank everybody who made the show go. I'll be back on tomorrow. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. You'll never meet them if you give up now and say your life is true. Then she said, oh, little strong survive. Oh, little strong survive. Hey, you gotta be a man. You gotta take a stand. Thank you.
gotta be strong.